So we're ready. Please, hopefully we're here. Finish up shop. Back.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi guys, it's Oinda.
It's Mena. Oinda, I sound so excited though.
So you've had a long day. I'm tired.
Really?
I'm so sorry. I really want. I'm trying. It's not coming out. Anyway.
How was your week?
What happened? Then, do you know the way I always get stumped when you ask me this question? I feel like sometimes something will happen, and I'll be like, "Oh, I can't wait
You
to say this on
forget,
the
yeah.
podcast." And then you'll not ask me, and I'll be like, "Blank." We have. Oh, should let me complain, you guys, as what I normally do. Anyway, so now that we're in a third year, we have to do this a bunch of tests. So today I did my blood test, and I have to do a stool test, you guys. And I'm so utterly disgusted by that idea, and I refuse to
This is
think
life
about
you
it
chose, babe
honestly.
girl.
But like, do you know what I think is so funny? Because I feel like, I don't know as it I don't know if I'm exaggerating, but I feel like I also have to deal with other people's shit eventually. No, it's not my job, right? It's not going to be my because I'm just thinking if I'm so disgusted by the idea of dealing with my own,
I feel like you
I
just
don't
have to
see
know
how I'm
it.
going to deal with that in the future. If that's future, it does problem. Anyway, yeah. And then I had my test. It was a lot, but it all is with give thanks. I have a holiday tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Bro.
What really happened this week, though? And you guys, I need to be more financially responsible. That's the lesson I've learned this week. That's I need to change my spending habits. This is also PSA for you guys. They taught us in church. See, my church, well, what's the word? Multifaceted. They cover all areas. Anyway, we did remote meeting and we did financial literacy. And it's so funny. They everything they were saying. I'm just like, I don't think I practice any of this. So yeah, I've received new vim to be more financially responsible, and I pass it on to you, my lovely viewers and listeners, sorry.
I
PSA,
take it.
please think about your life and your spending choices, budget, save, all those things. Thank you. That's the word for today. All right. I think that's
2024.
all.
Okay.
We go again. If you made your New Year's resolution, things fell apart like me. Don't worry. We go again. You have a new month. Yeah.
Okay.
How was your week?
To be honest, similar to Oinda's, right? I don't really remember what happened. What happened? Like, I can't remember. I can't tell you. Oh, I had like a Netflix and chill type day with my friend on Saturday. The movie was terrible. Ah, the movie was terrible. Anyway, yeah, so that happened. I had a test on Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. That went well. Like everything, it has just been such a blur. Like I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I've just been living life, man.
Oh,
Nothing special.
shout out to my friend Paula. Paula came to my house after years of not seeing each
I'm screaming like that's something.
other.
That's something. I was going to ask you if she ended up coming.
She actually did. Oh, and she's such a good friend. Shout out to her. Her jollof rice was very nice. I don't know why I'm saying
That's a good friend. No one.
yes.
But I
Shout
can
out
see
to the inbox.
the depth of Ina's love for you.
Yes.
But anyway, also, yeah, tomorrow is a holiday, and like, I literally have no food in this house. Like, okay, no, I'm not saying I don't have any food. No, that's exaggerating. But like, I actually need to cook for myself. I've been saying this for 1 week now, but like, I'm very stressed about it now. I've actually bought like food stuff and everything. I'm just gonna cook tomorrow. And yeah, that's basically it. Cook, eat, and sleep. Basically, that's
Yeah.
tomorrow. Nothing special, honestly. Just thank God that, you know. Yeah. Anywho, yeah, that's it. Oh my God, I
Let's get
even
into
wrote down the talking points in my book, and I forgot to take a picture and send to you. God. And my book is literally not. I have to move. Anyway, yeah, I suppose we'll just do it anyhow, man.
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what time is that series?
The bulk of the thing is the Erisco thing now.
Yeah.
That's the bulk of
That's like the bulk of it. And funny thing is, you know, we've actually
discussed. I don't want to laugh. Yeah, we have. We mentioned.
I don't know. I can't remember the brand exactly, but like, yeah. Anyway, so let me give you guys like the backstory. Spot up. So this lady used a product, right? And she reviewed this product. Bearing in mind, like, she's not even like an influencer or someone popular.
Yeah.
Just saying, yeah. So I personally feel like, in my opinion, I feel like it was just a random review. Like, I don't think she like meant to
say anything. It's just like, this thing I used to
jigget.
I actually
listened to another podcast, and this guy said that he remembers like years ago that a friend of his went to like a factory where they make tin tomatoes, and the friend literally called him or messaged him and told him that he should not be using tin tomatoes because, in fact, he said like 80% of it is sugar. I've never like I didn't really know because to be fair, if you dip it, I've never actually tasted tin tomatoes like just like that. Like, why would I taste tin tomatoes? Like,
fair enough, yeah, because it's
used to cook. Like, I don't go out of my way to taste and know if it's sugar or, you understand? Yeah. So yeah, like, apparently that's like a bulk of like the content. But like, my problem is, okay, this had happened, right? There are better ways to handle it. Yeah. It was so messy, gosh. I'm coming, no, and that will elaborate more, but let me just give you like the condensed ability.
Yeah, so she just said that, I remember tweet. She was just basically like, if we come and see you, this something is so sweet. So, and I hate when people take anyway. So then, in a comment, a relative of the owner of the company now said, stop bashing my brothers and my uncle.
Okay,
they are sure related.
What the hell?
They are sure related. Sorry. What happened?
No. Continue.
Okay. And so the person that said, oh, tell your brother to stop killing people or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then I saw some people saying that, oh, do you know what? I don't know if somebody now said that that it was more than that because she said that stop killing people. So that makes it okay. And I was just flabbergasted. First of all, he doesn't even have grounds to arrest her because, okay, let's say what she did is defamation. Let's say it's libel, defamation or libel. You sue people. That's a civil court
case. Yes.
You don't, that you take no, her, you sue don't... her. You can't arrest her. You can't just arrest somebody for defamation at this thing now.
You sue them.
You don't arrest them.
From what you take it to court. I may not know much. Yes, that's from what me, I may not know much, but I don't see it as a... My mom calls them, so she says...
But it's not like a felony or like a, a criminal offense.
Yes, it is not like, okay, maybe they...
It's a civil issue. Yes. It's a civil situation. It's between two people. It's not like as if the government you did something to the government. So it wouldn't be like, the government versus this person.
It's not a crime against the government.
Yes. So you can't arrest somebody. Mm-hmm. And so you sue them, what's that thing?
You serve them
You serve them and then you take it to court. So the fact that you were able to arrest is just to show how our system is very, very somehow. And it's funny that man gave that interview. I was so open the mouth, wah. So not to say no, in fact, I was just saying, I'm so sorry. In my opinion, what he was saying was just very irritating. And you know what? I just love how it has brought so much bad press. Like, I don't think this was a very popular brand.
Disrupt you, right? Before, you know, sorry to interrupt you. Do you know that this guy, he hired a PR company on this matter? PR company. I'm so sorry to say this.
I'm so sorry.
That he hired is the people that are in charge of Innocent Motors. And if you guys know about Innocent Mode, but that's an aside, they came out to say that they hired us as PR company. Who does that?
They're so proud of what they've done, of how they have advised.
If they hire you to do the PR, okay, to clean up, you do it. Why are you coming to tell us? So now anything that's happening, everybody sees it as like, oh, like a stunt or like a publicity thing. It's so annoying. This man said you'd rather die than drop the case. He's so egocentric. Like, what the actual hell?
Said she's ruined his brand name and this thing. If you would not put attention to this thing,
literally,
it would have said, died.
Nobody would have known. You brought unnecessary attention to yourself and your brand.
Do you know, I just think I'm so shocked. I don't claim to have a lot of experience. You know, I'm still a young girl. But I just feel like I'm shocked that this is something that seems very obvious to me. So I'm just wondering how this shaping the owner you have more experience. Like, I don't get it. Is it just me? I'm so baffled that this is the route that they took. Mm-hmm. And they actually think that everybody's going to be on their side. And that
I don't know how
this is making this. Them, this is going to make them more money.
I don't know how to say this in a nice way, but
like, I'm actually,
you can tell that this man is not educated.
Like, I'm actually bewildered.
You can tell that he's not
befuddled.
You can actually tell.
I don't understand. Because in what world, even if her review, have you ever seen a company? Ever a company that, you know, let me know. Okay. But there's no nice way to say it. You know, a very structured, well, you know, that everything is, you get me. Have you ever, even if somebody gives a negative, you, that's like, I feel like that's like business 101.
Mm-hmm.
That you do not attack a negative review. Even if the person was wrong, even if somebody gives a bad faith review, even you even see this in something as simple as a book review or something like that, you never reply a book, because once you do that, even if the person was wrong, nobody's going to take their side. Because reviews are for fellow customers. And so you're not supposed to be in that space. It's another thing, if they should have, and they could have just spun this around. She could have even been like an ambassador for them.
Huh. Their mates, so. Their mates. Do you know? See their mates.
Like,
so some guy posted that, like, that he had, you know, posted, and they literally sent said, him,
like, literally oh, said, you're going to us.
Literally, please, and they sent him a new, like, a new box of, you know, tin tomatoes. Like, that is how you handle things like this.
Because you know what, even if once you reply, like once you respond like that, like people are obviously going to be like, I see such good customer service. Like, I just don't understand. Anyway, and to the people who said, even if you said their clip, you still can't arrest her. What you're supposed to do is take her to civil court. And so for people making it sound like it was, like, sometimes that's why I hate reading. Like, I love reading comments, but at the same time, I hate reading comments, because when I see some people's takes, I'm just like, how does this make sense? I shouldn't even say that about the product, to be fair. She was replying to a comment, but anyway, whatever.
That's an aside. Moving swiftly on, my loves. Since we are on replying people's comments. So there's this bridal, oh my God, and her wedding dresses.
They're so things. Pretty. I didn't know they cost though, like that, Sha.
It do cost wedding is expensive.
20-something K.
20,000 pounds.
No, but the dress
21,000 pounds.
21,000 pounds.
I feel like,
but I feel like wedding dresses normal expensive, Sha.
But like, I feel like her dresses are worth it, Sha. I can't lie.
Yeah, because, and she said her maid to order. How much did she call it? Was it not 5K? I think that's normal price for dress.
No, like, I feel like, yeah, 5K is like, okay, it's already made and it's like, it's not like custom.
But bespoke, because you have exclusivity now. That means you don't want the dress belongs to you, like, nobody else. You still don't have money for that. But I feel like normal wedding dresses are quite expensive.
Are quite expensive.
So, and her dresses are lovely. Like, I'm so sorry.
Lovely. I can't even.
If I have, so don't worry, by that time, yes, they will be.
I'll tell you, by that time, what's 20K?
Chicken change.
Chicken.
You
money for chingom.
Support our dreams. Thank you.
Don't support us. We cannot buy wedding dress for 21K. That's how this episode is. Support our dreams. Moving on.
I'm so good. Perfect.
Anyway, so her name is her name is Bemi Okun. And I beg episodes. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Wait, give me a second. Let me go to Okunlola.
Okay. So she owns the brand Alonuko, right?
Yeah.
And basically made the way wedding dresses. You've probably heard of them. Like, I feel like Yeah, probably heard of them. If you have
it, you've probably seen their dresses,
like, you know. And this lady, Felicia, goes on the podcast and talking about her experience with the brand and everything. It's probably like a few things. Some things I found very, very, anyway. According to her, they didn't give her no champagne when she went to the studio. According to her, Bemi was rude to her husband.
Mm.
According to her, I'm trying to remember it just crossed my mind now.
She said, she said that they didn't, they shifted. She said she booked her appointment in July and they shifted it to
September.
So, and her wedding was in December.
Yeah.
And she said that.
She said they didn't give her I said yes to the dress sign.
But she had a picture now.
There was a picture.
I took the Prosecco. And then she now, don't forget this one. She said that the woman said that she had put on weight, that she had added 2 inches
to her waist. I don't know this baby lady. I cannot vouch for her. She's not my sister. But that's not a thing that I would expect someone like her to say.
Like for a professional wedding, somebody.
So the lady was just lying. She said she paid 21k for her dress.
Mm.
Apparently, dress was never 21k.
And because she changed her distance to me to order.
She changed. So basically, like, she was just lying about, like, another thing. She said that the dress that came with the lace that came, you know, like these ropes that used to tie corsets.
Mm.
That the rope that came with it was pink. Oyinamola, pink. She said there was a red thread on her dress. So it was like a tacking. I don't know. You know, have you ever bought a blazer before?
Actually, no. Not that
I don't know what else can I use as an example. How come a blazer?
Explain to the audience. Maybe they'll get it. It's okay.
You know when, like, you buy a blazer, bam? And, like, they're like, there's like, you know, a blazer has like a flap at the back for like men's suits. I don't know if you know this, but anyway, stay with me. So, like, they use the thread, right? They use a thread to hold it together.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, so what happened with this dress was that the dress had a slit.
Yeah.
So they use this slit to just hold so they use a thread to hold the slit. Obviously, like, give it out to the customer. Then when you're ready, you now cut it off.
Yeah.
And the slit is just there, right?
Mm.
So that's a general idea. Anyway, that's a general idea of it. And they used there was a red thread on that dress.
But it was the thing she was supposed to cut off anyway.
Because it's a white dress. And you're going to cut it off. And it has to be noticeable. Like, if it's white, like, obviously it's going to blend.
Yeah.
White wedding dress, right? I remember the third one, I forgot. She said the dress was ripped.
Mm.
And luckily, what every brand and everybody should do. You guys, if you have a business, you don't do this, take notes. You should take pictures and videos of your whatever you are selling.
Before
she had pictures and videos, right?
Yeah.
And that thing is that she said the dress had pins. So what Baby said was that she cannot, like, defend that pin thing because she didn't personally send out the dress. And yeah, they have like a team, and she asked the team, and they said they did not do the metal detector checks because they usually use like metal detectors to check if there are like any pins or like metals.
Mm.
So she was like, she cannot defend that one though and say, it didn't happen, it happened. But what she knows is that, so she can't defend that one, sure. But the other things, she can defend herself. And it just, I just started thinking that, why? Like, why? Yeah. Why did you come out? Why? I don't understand. Why?
And you know, she was in the comments, by the way.
Yeah.
And she said that she's still defending, she's still saying that they're lying.
Like, and the thing is, like, Bemi literally, like...
And Molly, see the receipts. Like,
receipts.
Do you know, Esther, if you have a business, like, somebody will take picture, have your screenshots, make sure that, don't do over the phone. Let there be visible evidence. Send emails so that somebody cannot knock my use lies and destroy what you have done. Can you imagine? Thank God she had email. Everything. Even if
Can you apparently, like so the much baby is notorious for, you know, just really? Doing things like this to people. If you read through the comments, like people are saying, oh, they know her. Like, this is literally...
Imagine having that reputation.
It's terrible. And you guys, then let me tell you, just to relate, like, the Erisco thing and this Aloniko thing, right? This is how you respond.
If at all.
This is how you go about it. You don't arrest people, please and please.
Yeah. Like, I don't...
You don't arrest people, but that's an aside.
Yeah.
I suppose you have to spell it out, because they have to be telling this boy everything. Anyway, what's next? I really wish I brought that book here.
And I was going to, but then I forgot.
I actually wrote it down. Like, I literally wrote it down today. Anyway, okay. This on to lighter topics. Let me read something to you guys. Dear sir. I'm writing to let you know that your landlord...
Oh, did.
Is that name?
Sorry, forget.
Who passed away on 13th November 2023 will be buried later this month on 30th March 2024. I am well aware that you may not be able to attend the ceremony. In the east, but we demand your contribution towards his burial. The following items will be your
contribution. Okay, let me continue. I'll first hear it. The following items will be your contribution towards his funeral. 1 bottle of schnapps and 5,000 naira for your only prayer. 1 big goat. Emphasis on big goats. Not small goat, to big goats.
Big goats.
5 packs of Heineken beer. 5 cartons of beer. No, another one. You know Heineken? You
can have. Yes, be specific. Mm-hmm.
5 packs of malt drinks, you know, for the non-alcoholics, you know, the people that don't drink. You have to consider them too. Palm wine, Igbo kola nut, 60. And the funniest one of all, a cash contribution of 150,000 naira. Sorry. You just say, thank you for your cooperation. Looking forward to hearing from you. Sincerely.
Stop it. Actually, stop. You actually can't be real. Stop it.
It's the audacity. It's the fact that it's we demand. Because I'm your family member. Is it my business or your family? And baby, no, because what are you saying? Anyway. When I saw it, I just laughed. It was that's one of the funniest things I've seen all week. I'm so sorry. Like, I just had to share. Anyway, but just anyway, know now.
Be aware.
That's the update. If you are intended, you are meant to contribute.
Let's contribute.
If somebody dies in your landlord's family, you are contributing. We just said, let's give you the updates. Yeah.
Anyway, on to the next thing. Buju and...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, what happened was that...
Please say, because I didn't fully understand. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, let me give you some context. So, someone... Buju has a record. That's even an aside. Why does everybody have a label? Anyway. He has an artist. So, someone called his artist Mid or something. Well, whatever. So, Buju now told the artist... No, Buju now replied the person. Something like, with someone that has a fave, like, you know what? There's someone's chat I'll go to now. And I'll see it. Give me a second. I'm definitely like, oh, the chats are plenty. When did this happen? Last week. I'll try and find it. No. I'll try and find it. Oh. I've seen it. Yeah, so the person... Yes, yeah, so the person said he's made a beg to Buju's artist, right? Mm-hmm. Buju now replied the person that made that tweet or quoted this and said, "You be retired knowing your fave, you know, suppose they speak on anything regarding music." He now puts femme at the end.
Okay.
And don't need anybody to say that he's talking about Davido.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Yeah. So Davido had unfollowed him, and then I don't know if they don't follow him before, so I don't know, sure, but
yeah.
It, blog said that they don't follow him. And Davido had actually made a tweet last year, and he said him and Buju made a classic, and he also deleted that tweet. The me and Buju made a classic tweet. Mm-hmm. Davido deleted that tweet. And someone now said, OMG, Davido deleted... Davido deleted that tweet about him and Buju's song. Chai, we're never getting that classic. You know, Buju now replied that person and said, "I will drop it. I wrote everything." TF, are you people stressing me out for?
Okay.
Defending my artists? They will delete these tweets, but I've said my own. Nobody can bully me. Fans always blow shit out of proportion.
Tough.
And someone, yeah, that's basically it. And my own is that you know that fans blow things out of proportion, and you went and replied this person.
Tough.
And now ended up insulting Davido. I don't get, like, does that make any... Okay, now that you told us that you wrote the song, now Happy New Year to you, correct? Because as if you don't have songwriters, like, this is a conversation that I would literally like to have, because I don't understand how Nigerians would make fun of an artist for having a songwriter. I don't get it. Like, songwriting is a job. Like, that's actually a job. Like,
yeah,
that's people's contribution to music, writing music.
You know what? I'm so, like, if you are the soul distant, I'm so happy for you. Great.
That's great.
Time and time again, this is a standard practice everywhere.
Literally.
I'm so sorry. Holly, maybe abroad, here. People pay people to write songs. Have you not seen... Even your song, your fave that is a songwriter, check the credits inside the song. You will see like seven people. You can see seven people on one
literally
song.
Literally.
So like...
It just doesn't make sense. Like, I'm just like... It doesn't make sense. And like, everybody was just dragging my goods. And like, I'm like, all of you are actually mad. It's like, you are not okay. But like, everybody was just like giving their own hot takes and saying their opinions. And I'm like, how is... I don't know, sir.
I don't know. Because music is... Even if, okay, your favorite lyrics, is it the, I did the one that came up with the melody. I did the one that produced it. I did the one that mixed it. I mean, simply. Is that not sounded?
So why can't they be like producers?
You, one person, like, you just... Anyway.
Literally. One person
so can I don't do get, everything. Like, the whole big deal. I mean, if you write all the lyrics, that's great. But, like, even people who regularly write their own lyrics, they usually collaborate with people, too. So, even, like, somebody who regularly writes their own lyrics, like, I see people don't collaborate and... Anyway.
So Antoine was talking about how money will give people talents. Like, I really hate that. Like, I hate that we're still having this conversation in 2024, my people. That's like, maybe they share money for us to like the video? Because I didn't get my own. Share of money.
At the end of the day,
the money's not rich.
If you like, even if you say that, people still like him, so...
Not know to me, but yeah, it's actually very, very annoying. Like, you should stop saying that it doesn't have talents. I actually get annoyed when I hear those conversations. Like, what do you mean? Does not have... moving on. Okay, there's this babe, that sister. Okay, so there was a lady that came and she tweeted, and I quote, "I don't need to be naked to be beautiful, even on my wedding day."
Oh, yeah, people were angry.
Hashtag cover body. Hashtag kingdom queen.
Whenever you read it like that.
No, like, you know, I don't have an issue with her outfit. Like, do you, babes? But, like, you know my problem with this whole scenario, right? It's giving, look at me. I'm better than you. Look at me. I'm, like, literally, like, everything that has to do with it. And even though she... wasn't trying to say she was better than anyone, she was still saying, look at me. So are you like, I'm done.
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, like, I guess, I didn't really like her. I feel like you. Come on.
See what you're saying, Inda. Let's have it.
I'm so. I don't even know how to put it in like proper words. But I guess I'll say, like, I really did like her dress actually and all that. Yeah. But I do get what you mean by like calling. Well, you like, actually you put can, it perfectly. Like,
I'm not saying that. Me personally, said like, I would wear a dress like this. Like,
because yeah, it was like, so pretty. Really I actually really liked it.
I really loved it. But like, my issue was the whole look at me. Like, she didn't say look at me, but like, that was what he gave. Do you get
yeah.
like, it wants to be more
that
than
was, she was that actually fine. Described my like, my. Because when I was like, but I felt a type of it. So honestly, you said it perfectly, to be honest. Like, that was so, like,
and I'm not saying this because I like I don't agree with like or I'm not yeah, yeah. yeah whatever. I'm just saying because like okay like you can dress and that's fine but like okay moving on you guys moving on actually it's okay. I was gonna say something just now I forgot.
Oh my god, this is very random and really not like important, but like I don't know you we talked about the streamer now. That's
yeah, the kind
ever of... since he came to Nigeria, I've not heard word. Please now, it's okay.
He has gone safe, so we thank God.
Oh, he has. I don't even know.
He has gone.
He followed one Nigeria
babe. I find that guy genuinely like, hilarious.
Bro, actually, please keep quiet. Ever saw one that they said this babe had a boyfriend, and I don't even like. I'm just the babe had a boyfriend, and he was crying.
In the video today, he said there's no Wi-Fi in the whole country of Ghana.
Yeah, there was even one where he was like, who is glue, who is empty? And I'm just like, why do you people care? Like,
oh, God.
I don't know. This, like, why are these the things we give attention to, you guys? Please. Anyway.
Apparently, he has money, so.
And no, he's a streamer. They used to make money.
Okay, that's nice. How do I start streaming?
Maybe that's and they used to do all those, like, I think he's to. I don't. I'm not sure. People don't be. I'm not sure. I think he's to do like all them pranks. You know those very big YouTube channels. Okay. Those type of content. I don't used to watch those things, but yeah.
This one here. One of my royal members, family members, is missing.
Oh, dead case. These have been killing me. I love the internet
literally,
so much.
Like, these have been killing me. But like it's actually scary. Please, where is she?
Wait, I saw one picture of her with this painting. What is that his name? With Charles, but I suppose it with the children. I'm not sure, Shao, because Shebi the one is there recent? Was one there was a apparently, but you know there was a magazine one. Everybody was saying it was edited.
First of all, there was a picture of her and her mom alleged apparently. That was photoshopped, edited.
Yeah.
There's a picture of her and her kids on Mother's Day, edited. There's a picture of her and what her husband's name? Williams. Prince William. In the car after her Mother's Day, also edited.
So
where is she? Like,
somebody was like, bring her back now. If you put your bring her. I don't know if you this.
Literally, like, where is she? Like, why are they doing everything? But show her like jiggy.
Because apparently, did she go? She said she went for surgery.
Apparently,
and then they said that what is she doing that? Why are you hiding her?
Well, someone is alleging that maybe like it might not even be because of surgery that she's away, because apparently like she's always like strong like oh like after like she had all her kids that like, she's always on heels up and running, and she literally so like jiggy. It's almost like. Okay, like if she could do that after having her kids, like surely, like
yeah,
surgery, jiggets, and
I even saw apparently they are doing expose. Apparently, as mistress,
oh my dear,
they're going to expose it soon.
First of all, like I just feel like how can I see people's like growing up as an opportunity for you to want to improve or do better. I don't see it as an opportunity for you to continue to dwell on that particular thing.
Yeah.
No, that was all I would say. If you don't know what I'm talking about, now you should be moving swiftly on.
Because my parents divorced, I'm cheating on you.
Literally, like, I was gonna say that, like, because my dad cheated on my mom, I'm cheating on you. Like, that guy is so foolish. He's actually so stupid.
It's true. Have you watched the reunion? I'm going to watch
it. I started.
Okay, I'm going to watch it after this. I think I used to go to bed. They better bring drama, they better because that couple they don't used to ask the correct questions.
Our dearest Trevor,
I'd be love to see it.
His explanation was actually pissing me off. And I hate therapy. That word therapy. I'm going to therapy. That was
not just weaponized
last week.
People have turned that into a weapon.
You were stupid last week. You need to take accountability for the fact that you were stupid.
Exactly.
Or give us reasons and not tell us you're in therapy. Like, you're in therapy, that's great for you. Shout out to you. Congratulations.
It doesn't change what you've done. It
doesn't change anything.
Instead of what she needs to do, I say sorry. I know, because you know, if always sometimes people apologize, you know, there's an apology, and you're just like, you're beating around the bush, actually, you know, like acknowledging what you did. Literally. I'm like, if somebody says, I'm sorry if you felt that way, what do you mean? If somebody says that to me, I can slap them. I'm sorry that you felt that way, or I'm sorry that you thought that. Anyway, point is, yeah, you poop. And I hate that we've taken like terms from therapy, like even the idea of setting boundaries, like you see what people turn setting boundaries into, or like. But this idea is this one day we should actually talk about this thing, because they'll teach you one small thing, people just take it completely out of context. But
yeah, anyway, like buzzwords, like
narcissist. Every ex that you dated was a narcissist. Okay.
Narcissist.
Everybody's toxic. Everybody's
just narcissist is a word that has, like, sometimes when I see it, I'm like, huh? Like, how? Is that related? So this is like, okay, you guys, I'm not even ready. Don't worry.
No, but actually, one day,
yeah, we should actually have this conversation. The things I'm about to say, they might cancel us, but just take the will. Anyway, we've come to the end of our talking points for the week. I actually have a lot to talk about based on what from what I watched.
Okay.
So,
it's like you found the majority of this thing.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
I sent you like two long voice notes yesterday.
I haven't listened to myself. Wait, Mena, please. I don't know. When I saw 8 minutes, I said,
I'm that friend, you guys.
Yes, Mena is that friend. It shocked me. I said, okay. I will, when I'm cooking, I'll just put it on. That can be a mini podcast. Anyway, yeah. Just give them the summary.
Okay, so basically, I'm watching two series that are like, two series. One of them is called Dear Diane. Oh, you guys, I love chaos.
Yeah,
that's my favorite genre. They need to create a genre called chaos because I love chaos. So yeah,
messy character. Oh wait,
what did you say?
I said messy characters for life.
The characters are not even messy. They are. Sorry, I didn't say they're messy.
True. I love chaos. Messy people creating chaos.
But yeah, like, Dead Island is on Rosset TV. Let me confirm if that's what it's called, actually. Rosset. How do you spell it?
R-U-S-S-E-T now.
R-U-S-S-E-T, yeah.
Yeah. Also, before you start, I think that's so, like... is it brave I want to use? But, like, going out on your own and making your own... This, because she's the one that is in charge now.
Yeah,
I think that's so like cool.
Oh, you
know, I really respect that.
I really respect her. I can't lie. Like, I'm so happy for her. She got an AMVCA last year.
Really? Oh, that's
okay. For Recordy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy about that. Anyway, the next series I'm watching is When Are We Getting Married? You guys, I just want to drop a few words of advice. You know, I'm just now in relationship matters. Let me just tell you, don't move in with anyone you're not married to. My people, please don't. I don't know if that's you. The thing is, I don't even know if this is, you know, you would think that people know this. Do you get?
People don't think like this, so. My sister. Last week, was it not last week? I think somebody said they've been together for how many years?
Moving swiftly on. When you date, you marry. After marriage, you can now move in. I don't know if you guys knew this. This may be new to a few. That's after that, you now move in with the person. Also, okay. So basically, when are we getting married, right? Basically, you already know when are we getting married? Because they're moving together. This guy is a freaking Turkish flag. Google the Turkish flag if you don't know what it is. It's largely red and it has a few, you know. He has one moon and star, half moon and star, white in color. That is how I can describe. This guy is so... First of all, he's not a Christian.
So,
and this is one Christian, it's not even a thing of, okay, he doesn't like church. Go to go to church, he can die. He can faint if he goes to church. Red flag one.
That's the beginning of all the problems.
He doesn't want kids.
So,
okay, so you didn't discuss kids, but you moved in. You moved.
Do you know what?
What do people talk about?
How do you make such a huge decision? Because, okay, whether or not, you know, I also believe that everybody knows that moving in together is not a decision that you make. Like, you are not supposed to do it in the first place. But if at all, even when people do it, it's usually a big step in relationships for people that do it. So how do you... And you don't discuss that. Anyway, sorry, please continue.
Yeah. They didn't discuss kids. His ex is very... And, like, he literally... Not how, like, guys like to act clueless. And I would never, ever in my life believe that these men are clueless. They're not clueless. They know. You know what? Don't pretend as if you cannot see that shit. She's like, you know. You can see it. Anyway, yes.
Mm.
He is... That guy, everything is just terrible.
Mm.
Like, everything just bad. And the girl, she loves her. She loves nonsense. And she loves it. Very annoying. You guys, I don't want to get into... Anyway. And Oina, you will not even believe who the guy is. The person that is playing the guy.
Who?
Just guess. He's a musician.
A musician? Who used to sing? Does this person, like, act regularly or no?
I don't know about regular. Ooh, he was in a series we both watched.
Is it Ayola?
No.
Okay.
He's fully a musician, like, fully. Like, acting like a side.
It's okay, not so false now. The series
that had Ayola, he was in it.
Which of them is to sing?
Wait. No, he's not one of the main men.
Okay. Because I was like, I don't know
which one. Because, like, he's supporting. Ah. I want to.
But then please here. Just.
Tell no, me. It's a lie. The guy that proposed to Tumini.
Wait.
You know him. And I can't. Come on.
Wait. Wait, you guys give me it. I don't know why Ben refuses to put me out of my misery. Okay, I know the show. Give me a second, you guys.
Oinda, please. It's okay. Rika Sani.
Oh, I forgot. You know what? I would have never remembered.
When you said, wait, there's a second, I said, give me a minute. I said, Rika
Sani. Really?
Yeah.
Isn't when I sang to another fire, you guys accident.
The person that sang, you deserve a gentleman. Hey, beautiful. I know what you need. That guy. That's good. Anyway, yeah, and it's played, and then so his name is Fenwa. The lady's name, Immaculata Okwakasom. I don't know if you know her. Probably don't, honestly. Just think of a popular project that she has been on. Ileowo, have you watched Ileowo? Owo.
No.
Ileowo. Owo.
Owo. I think it's Owo.
Owo. Owo.
Yeah, because money which was
money. Okay. Ileowo. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, it's two series I'm watching. The third one, honorable mention, this is this. Okay, so it's called Ebuka Turns Up Africa.
What?
Ebuka Turns Up Africa. So basically, Ebuka, he goes on a trip with five friends.
Mm-hmm.
So also these five friends, three of them are like in the entertainment industry and two are just like his friends that we don't know, basically. Or like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe some people know them anyway.
Yeah.
So one of them is Alistair. Alistair is a photographer. Onoja, I don't know what Onoja does, honestly. I really can't remember, but he's actually my favorite guy on that show.
Alistair.
That's a nice name.
Yeah. Just it sounds like a name that very Nigeria would give their child. But
no, I don't think it's his government name. Oh. It's not his government name.
Oh, I see. Okay,
Alistair. It's not his government name. Oh.
Uh-huh, okay.
And there's Timini actor.
Okay.
Michael. And Jimmy. Jimmy Akinsola. I don't know. I think it's Akinsola.
Akinsola.
Yeah. So these are like the friends that he went on this trip with. So yeah, they don't know. Obviously, like, they're not all friends. But I think Timini and Alistair are friends. Or they were. Yeah, Timini and Alistair were friends, like, before, like, going on the trip.
So, yeah.
But, like, aside that, like, they don't know each other. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, yeah, so the first of all, they went to Kigali, and then they went to Morocco, and in Morocco, they went to Casablanca and Marrakesh. So yeah, that was just basically it. It was a nice show. I just wanted to point out a few things that I observed, like about like how men interact. And the way they threw some certain words that actually pissed me off. But anyway, first of all, I want to ask you a question. A very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Timini thinks he's the biggest actor in Africa. I found that so funny.
Anyway.
And, okay, I'm coming. Stay with me. Okay. I see the presence of Zubby Michael, right? Mm-hmm. Who is also an actor. So it's a different case if you're just saying it, but like, you can say it, but you said it in the presence of someone that is also an actor. So like,
that's very somehow not.
How do you want him to feel, Jiggins?
That's very so.
Very, very somehow. That,
I also to say something. I don't know how. That's why this adulthood is not age alone, no.
It's not
because age. It's sometimes you see how, you know, I just feel like as an adult, you should have tact and you should know when to say things. You get me? And it's not everything that comes to your head that you're meant to say, you know? There's a time and a place. But it feels like people get into adulthood that they really like miss that. I don't know how, but yeah. Anyway, yes, moving on.
It's not by age. Moving swiftly on. Yeah, so like, so he goes and says he's the biggest. So Abel Kana is getting like, oh, that Zubi, he just called himself the biggest actor. And Zubi now said, oh, I'm bigger than you. Is it a popularity, you know, past Lekki? Like, if you go past Lekki, who knows you, you know?
Because.
And Timini says, oh, that the reason why all those people are chasing you is because you are throwing money in the air. I found that so funny. Timini now said, Zubi now says, this is not coming from a place of pride, but I can buy,
Sorry.
I found that so unserious. I said, I'm sorry, what? I actually, like, after another, I feel like my favorite person on that show was Zubi. Like, I really, really like Zubi. Like, I think he has a great personality. Anyway, so yeah, that was like
the No, I can buy you. I'm sorry, I haven't moved past that.
I'm buy Zubi.
That is the funniest thing, please.
I said, you gotta be joking. You gotta be joking. Anyway, yeah, so I'm throwing this question to you, my love. Who is the bigger actor? I did not say better. I asked who the bigger actor is.
Mm. I mean, like you really said, I don't think he really passes Lekki, you know? I actually agree. Like, I don't think if you go to like them other, like, where, hey, English, what is the name of the other? Not Asaba, but basically, I don't think. I don't think there's any crossover. So, I think if you want to call yourself the biggest, then you have to be, you know, across all.
Mm.
Do you get me?
That's a very contrary take to what I have, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know. If you want to call yourself the biggest, then, yeah, I don't know. That's what I think, Sha.
Okay. So, you guys, listen to my points. And, like listen. Obviously, you listen to what I have to say. And you know. Anyway, Omotola. Omotola is not Omotola. Genevieve Naji.
Mm-hmm.
Omotola. Ini Edo. Rita Dominic. Who else will I call now? Uche. Have I said Uche Jumbo?
No.
Uche Jumbo. Chama Chukuka.
Yeah.
Please remember like the ladies in that set. I'm trying to remember now. I can't remember.
Steph, did you say Stephanie?
Stephanie, okay. Who else? I'm trying to remember.
Would you call Messi? Would you say Messi is in their set? Messi Johnson?
Messi Johnson is not in their set.
No. Oh, she's after?
She's after.
Okay.
No, I can't add Dakori. No, I will not add Dakori. Mona Lisa Chinda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can do with these people. How many cinema movies have they been in? In comparison to, no, let me not compare them to anybody. How many cinema movies have they been in? Okay, let's keep that, right? Keep that, you know. But then they are still like Genevieve, for example. How many cinema movies has Genevieve Naji been in? Let me Google. I feel like you should be able to see. Wasn't no, I think the only one I know of is Lionheart. Okay, so she was in Lionheart. She was in Lionheart is movies. Lionheart is 2018. Okay, so she was in. Okay, Mirror Boy. I remember this Mirror Boy movie.
Oh yeah.
But it wasn't in cinemas. I think it was on TV. I remember watching it on TV. On Africa Magic. Yes. So will you now say that? No. Wait. In fact, I'm convinced. Somebody even made a tweet and said it's like comparing Messi Johnson and who was that person they called? Wait. Adesua. So will you now say that Adesua is bigger than Messi Johnson? Do you understand my point? You get what I'm trying to say? You cannot say that. You can't. Like, you actually can't say that. Okay. Instagram followers. Let's check. Let's go to Instagram since we're here. Timini has. I'm literally trying to to push my. Timini has 1.9 million followers
Yeah.
on Instagram. Zuby has 6.3
Top.
million followers on Instagram. Right? Okay. And what Timini said, what Zuby said about Timini not going past Lekki is not far from the truth. It's not because I don't like him personally. That's not why. It's just
Yeah, that's
not
what
far
I'm
from the
saying.
truth.
Like, apart from
I feel
that,
like there's no street credibility. Like, he doesn't like. Okay, he's on TV, he's on Netflix. That's great. But, like, in terms of, like, if. Okay, so another thing that happened, like the next scene, right? Like, after the whole, I can bite a minute. After that
that's
scene.
still so funny, please.
After that scene, they went to go and watch basketball. And when they were there, some ladies were like coming up to Zuby. Like one of the guys was like, ah, that I thought Timmy just said he's the biggest actor in Africa.
I'm actually so gone. I like people who,
No.
do you know those are my favorite people? Instigators. They're not like
Went
serious.
off. I said, oh. No, he didn't say it like out loud. He said it in like his diary, his
Oh, okay.
journal.
I'm still, I'm gone. I
Yeah.
thought you said
Yeah.
the day.
No, No, because like you can just you, and this is not even Nigeria. This is abroad.
Top.
Wouldn't you point of mine? Let me just put it to you now that. And let me even okay, since we're here, and let me compare like people that do YouTube movies and people that do like Netflix and like cinema movies, right? It doesn't mean that people don't know them. I'm not trying to say that people that do Netflix and people don't know them. I'm not trying to say that. But people that do YouTube, the reach is you will not believe. The rich, you won't believe it. So anyway, in my opinion, to be Michael is the bigger actor than Timini. Thank you so much for listening to my points that I've laid forward. Yeah, this is my opinion, you guys. If you have a contrary opinion, nice to be. This is my own opinion. All right, moving on. Jimmy, I like. You know what? Jimmy is the friend that I like. I feel like I would want to be with someone like Jimmy, like as a partner, because he's very, I want to address issues now, and I'm not like that. And I feel like if I didn't have like, oh, wait, I'm trying to phrase it incorrectly. Like if I'm the way I am, right, and he's like also the way I, and the person I'm with is the way I am. Like we'll just be keep carrying each other in our mind, we'll not talk, we'll just be there. Do you get? So I feel like low-key, like I feel like I would need someone that would be able to just like push it, like let's discuss it, like let's talk. What happened? Why? Like I
I
literally
get,
feel.
yeah, I get that, but I also feel I need them to also understand that, like, we'll address it, but you know how there's someone that will say, I just say, no, and I feel like I need time, like, I can't be made to, I don't know, address something immediately. Like, I get, like, maybe forcing me to, because honestly, I feel like if you don't make me, I'll probably just,
No, I
I
feel like
forget
I'm
it.
coming from a place of forcing you to
No,
talk
I
as
forget, but,
opposed
like,
to.
yeah, I just,
No, I'm coming from a place of trying to make me talk about it as opposed to not like, oh, let's talk about it now.
yeah,
No,
but just in
I'm coming from a place
general,
of,
yeah, I guess.
okay, like, let's, like, he wants to let you know how he's feeling. Like, that's the kind of person that he is.
Yeah.
He wants you to let, that, like, he wants you to know how he's feeling. And then there's another guy on the show, Onoja. Onoja is very, he's quite the opposite of of Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Onajan literally is just a cool guy. He doesn't want wahala. He reminds me of myself. Like, he just wants to be. He wants to be there.
He's for me.
Just leave me alone. I don't want wahala. Me. Onajan is. And I also think he's very emotionally intelligent as well. That's why, like, he's my favorite person on the show. Zubi, funny guy. Zubi. Everybody knows that Zubi. He's a madman. He's too, you know. Anyway, Ebuka, like, nothing much, honestly, from him.
Yeah.
And then, so Timini, I hope the show is scripted. I really hope.
I'm so good.
But there's no way a man of that, you're pushing 40.
I'm so good.
Living like you're 12. It's not possible that this is a real, it has to be scripted. You can't tell me that it's real. You can't. Okay. Imagine him. He would talk about that, oh, this thing, that this is how you are. Like, tell somebody about that character, oh, finish, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know what I'm trying to tell him, oh, that's, what should I tell him about himself? He said, keep quiet. Who the fuck are you telling me about myself? I said,
But you can do the same.
But you can do the same. Well, that's what I did that. When he said, I said, no, you cannot be serious. This is a joke. The show has to be heavily scripted. Like, you can't tell me that. You cannot tell me that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a nice show, Sha. It has finished, from what I know.
Mm.
It has finished. I hope they go on more trips together. But yeah, that is basically about what I'm watching. I feel like I watched a movie that I want to tell you. Oh, yes. I watched a movie called, I can't remember. Oh, next week.
Okay.
Actually, that's what I'm listening to. I'm listening to John Bellion. At intervals, I go back to his music for some weird reason.
Mm.
I'll just be sitting there. I'll say, let me listen to John Bellion. I'm listening to John Bellion songs. I'm listening to James Arthur. I'm listening to One Day Cole. What's that, his album? Moshe to Mohits, the first one.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm listening to, like, Davido's songs. Like, the old ones.
Yeah.
Not the, Yeah. Yeah, that's it. What are you listening to?
It's so funny you said that because I've also been listening to John Bellion.
Mm-mm.
Wait,
are we in sync?
Yeah. I like, you know Guillotine now? I pronounced it. I love that song.
Yeah.
I love that song from him so much. Like, it's original. And it's called Hand of God, yeah? The outro on one of his albums where it's like a mashup of all his songs. Mm. I actually think that's brilliant. I just like your artistry. I love it so much. Anyway,
My favorite John Bellion song is Maybe I Don't Know. I beg, yeah.
You fill me up, your love is so amazing. Anyway, it's a karaoke for you guys.
Yes,
I'm actually so lucky. Anyway, what am I watching? You guys, because I was doing exam, I was trying to be a serious person, so I don't watch
anything. It's actually funny to say, because I also had an exam, but that's actually fine. But to be fair, me, no matter the storm, I'm going to watch a movie. Like, that's
I'm so good. No, I did not. I will, however, be watching Love It. I'm telling you my plans. Be watching Love It Split after this episode. I will talk about this next week.
And I'll finish the reunion that I started.
Mm. And I'll continue, Doctor. I want to continue watching House. He's been doing me to watch it. I love that old hinge man. Anyway, yeah. That is it on my side, you guys. Yeah. So I've come to the end now.
Yeah, we've come to the end of this week's episode. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
You know, what did we say about this episode was? I've forgotten. Hey.
Support our dreams.
Let me write it down because I'm editing this week. Support our dreams. Yeah, okay, yes. So see you guys next week. Like, drop a comment, drop a rating.
Yes, please.
Download.
Share. Tell your friends, tell your enemies. Yeah. Tell everybody. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay.